Jamaican music is rated among the best around the world, thanks to Bob Marley, Dennis Brown, Toots and the Maytals, and several others who, through their musical talents, assisted in cementing reggae music as part of our rich heritage. Ronald Stafford Burke is among those who played major roles in promoting the Jamaican music industry to the world. Mr. Burke started out distributing music with his then-partner Mike Johnston under the label Micron Music, based on Retirement Road in Kingston.
So, premier distribution was managed by Bob Marley, followed by Marcus Garvey, Vernon Spear. We did a lot of Gregory Isaacs, Johnny Clark. We did stuff for Lee Perry, for Bonnie Lee. We had quite a wide range of products distributed on a wholesale basis.
Mr. Burke got involved in music production in the early 70s. He also partnered with three other colleagues to organize the first reggae festival in Jamaica, Reggae Sunsplash. This was done in collaboration with the Jamaica Tourist Board.
John Green, Tony Master, sat and theorized on the possibilities of a reggae festival, although it was just tough. And so our ideas and their ideas fit together. We all brainstormed and brainstormed the weakness, essentially a proposal for a reggae festival.
Reggae Sunsplash got started in 1978. The festival featured top acts from Jamaica performing for thousands of patrons. Susan Burke is the wife of Ronald Burke. She says through the synergy between her husband and the other partners involved, Reggae Sunsplash became a resounding success.
There were four of them, four founding members, and each one of them in their own way. It could not have happened without each of them. So I would say he's the most important, but he was certainly an important part of the whole.
Mr. Burke says the successful staging of Reggae Sunsplash played a major role in increasing tourist arrivals to the island.
It was successful beyond all expectations. We not only sold out Antigua Bay, beyond any level that has been sold out. We sold out Antigua Bay to the point where there was actually not enough water. People couldn't in high-rise hotels were having problems showering. We had to be bringing in emergency liquor and food from Kingston. We need high-rise airline with chocolate. What do you call that surprise?
Reggae Sunsplash was staged at Jarrett Park in St. James and featured top reggae artists from across the island as well as a few international acts.
We started out with Jimmy Cliff, was a major act in the first year, along with Toots and Inner Circle. We reunited Leroy Pigs and the Hip Hop for the first year. We had people like Joe Higgs and Russ Hackett and the Sons of Neighbors, who became a symbolic opener. We used to open every Sunsplash with Russ Michael and the Sons of Neighbors. And then we moved on the next following year to Bob, Third World, Dennis Brown, Gregory, which in those days, those guys were kind of in the junior ranks of the artists, and they slowly worked their way to the top artists.
Come Monday, October 19, National Heroes Day, Ronald Burke will receive his insignia as an Officer of the Order of Distinction for his invaluable promotion to the Jamaican music industry.
I think it is well deserved. It's really everybody involved, the whole Sunsplash family, and we are all very grateful for it, and glad for the recognition, because we do feel that we kind of rescued the music at a time when it was severely frowned upon, and it was a huge fight to get the tourism interest behind it at the time.
Susan Burke, wife of Ronald Burke.
I really feel that I am receiving it on behalf of a lot of people, some of whom are no longer with us. When I get this award now, I really humbly receive it on behalf of a lot of people, not so much myself.
Ronald Stafford Burke, National Honors and Awards recipient for 2015.
Every day we get more modernized. Everywhere we go these days, we want to drive. A vroom vroom, chick chick, a vroom vroom, pa. Come make we reduce the fumes in our ear. If we go in one place, we'll make we can't share.
One car,
yeah.
Remember to pay my back.
Anyways,
for what planet?
Come make we consume with care.
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and Herbert Morrison Technical High School, winner of the 2015 World Environment Day Poetry Competition.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.